The gym rat leaves, leaving me with the old man. "How may I help you, sir?" he asks. "Nice tattoo, man," I say. What else could I say? "Hey, your tattoo and jacket matches a girl, maybe dead, who I made out with. No way." "I beg your pardon?" The old man's smile switches into a stone-cold frown. "The tattoo of the plant stems? I saw it briefly."
"You got scarification too, eh?"
"Yes. If you don't mind me asking, where did you get it done?"
"Back home."
"Does it have any particular meaning, or is it just for looks?"
"You ask a lot of questions about one's aesthetics," the old man says.
"Fair enough. One more, though. You know a girl named Vicky Smith?" I ask.
"Is that not the girl they announced on the news this morning?"
"Yeah, they found her in the back of some truck. You know her?"
"Cannot say I do. Why do you ask?"
"Never mind. Doesn't matter. Cool tattoo though, and awesome plants you got here."
"Would you like to try some sample seeds?" The old man extends his hand to the sample tray of black and red seeds. "I insist."
"Might as well," I say. It was free and probably significantly healthier than the frozen TV dinners and takeout my diet primarily consists of.
13 is all you need to start feeling the revelation," the old man says. He takes a fistful of them and drops them into my palm. "I provided an extra 13 as a token to your interest in better health."
That's a bit dramatic. I pick out 13 with my free hand, examining them closely. 13, hey?
"That's all you need."
I point at the brown seeds. "Can I get some of those too?" the old man says.
"Try these first. They're better for a hangover."
I must look bad. "All right," I say, while popping 13 seeds into my mouth and chewing. The outer shells crack the moment my teeth press down on them. I chew for a couple more moments, enduring the bitter yet sweet taste of the pasty innards before swallowing.
"What's with the number 13? I ask. "A precise number we have calculated through generations of usage. What do you think?"
"Not bad. A little bitter, but like no revelation." The man chuckles.
"Of course, you've only just eaten them. Give it time to work through your system and cleanse you. Do take the others in 2 weeks if you feel nothing, or feel free to share."
Truthfully, I want to ask him some more questions, but I'm unsure how I can get him to talk about his tattoo. He doesn't seem open to the idea. Maybe it's just a coincidence. Like Skip says, I need to move on. As Emily said, I need to get my life together. Eating some rare superfood seeds is a great start. The new Logan starts now. He has to, or he'll end up nowhere. "Thanks," I say, waving goodbye and stuffing the seeds in my pocket.
"Anytime. Do come back again." The old man takes a slight bow.
Weird. Weird and weirdo. Again, maybe I'm reading into this. Skip will rope me back into reality.